During the Vietnam War, the U.S. military sprayed and dumped an estimated 20 million gallons of chemicals in an attempt to destroy enemy hiding positions in the forest. Agent Orange. The chemical used in this campaign not only destroyed the forest, but it also caused and continues to cause chromosomal damage in humans. Chemicals were also sprayed on crops. 688,000 acres of farmland were sprayed with a chemical called Agent Blue. The U.S. government claimed that these chemicals were harmless to people and only had a minor impact on the environment. But more than 5,000 American scientists disputed these claims and signed a petition against chemical and biological weapons being used in Vietnam. Despite their efforts, the United States government did not stop using these chemical agents until the conflict was almost over. Soon after the war ended, veterans began to complain about serious health problems. They developed painful skin rashes, followed by liver diseases, and then stomach and lung cancers.
A cancer had erupted on his skin, and 10 months later, he was gone.
There was an unusually high number of birth defects among children born to Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. During this time, they struggled to have the Veterans Administration provide testing, treatment, and compensation, while the U.S. government tried to deny any responsibility. Eventually, in 1984, the chemical companies who manufactured Agent Orange agreed to pay $180 million in damages to our veterans. It wasn't until 1991 that the U.S. government finally started to compensate our soldiers for exposure to Agent Orange. Since that time, more conditions have been acknowledged, but many others are still not recognized. In Vietnam, the reality of Americans' chemical warfare has slowly begun to unfold. Agent Orange seeped into the soil and water supply, and therefore into the food chain. In this way, it passed from mother to children. These chemicals remain in the soil today and are now damaging the health of the current civilian population. Vietnamese authorities are just now beginning to grasp the true scale and long-term consequences of the devastation wreaked by Agent Orange.